All right. Another site drive here. It's Sunday night. The normal drive onto crash site. Gas prices are $3.29 in Tucumcari. Pretty high. When I was coming in, I got the gas prices were still $3.09 in Santa Rosa, so we're going to check in Santa Rosa, see if the gas prices are any different. We'll find out. Oh, that guy wasn't coming over. Oh, he couldn't come over. Got it. Okay. Back on the interstate again. I don't think I need to have my... my windows down too much, as I have to do all during the summer. It's November 7th. Wow, we're just taking stock, and I took the whole week of Thanksgiving off, and That's kind of the goal that I'm shooting for. I think Lisa is too. For just making it through the next 2 weeks. So technically we've got one more normal weekend coming. It's kind of hard to know how to measure things. I tend to measure things in weeks, I think. And then after that will be two weekends with a work week in between. Nice size. I'll get another one between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. So. Looking forward to that. That one actually adds a whole nother day. And, anyway. Forward to until we start the stretch. Actually, the longest stretch is between July 4th and Labor Day. There's two solid months with no holidays in there. Although I don't know. Frankly, if it wasn't for getting sick in September, October region, that's usually a really long stretch of not getting a lot of not getting much in the way of vacation of days off. That's okay. We make it through. And at the end of this month, I will have been doing this job for a year. I will have been doing this this situation for a year, and it's been quite the year. Starting out camping in the Ford Explorer. Knowing that I just couldn't afford that thing at 15 miles to the gallon, and this car can at least double that. Sometimes I can get up into the 40 mile to the gallon range, and makes all the difference financially. Yeah, it's been an interesting year so far for how things kind of came together, a lot of blessings from the Lord, magnificent, fantastic. It wasn't just kind of stumbling onto this job from nowhere, and then I don't know if it's nice to call it minor blessings. But the opportunity to get the Acre crash site, I haven't done diddly with it. Well, I can't say that. We put the blister on it. My original camping arrangement, and then, can I be honest? I've looked around quite a bit. Well, no, you know, I should probably do this in chronological order. Sandy, my car that I've ultimately called Sandy. I tried to call it other things, and it just didn't take very well. Sandy's working really good. Certainly become the vehicle that plows through the sand. And it's a heck of a thing. And that whole story, Lisa says I need to write this down, and I think she's right. Okay, I'm sorry. It's still not cool enough in here. I wonder if I can. I need it to go this way. Oh, that's not bad at all. I don't need that much of it, but it's nice, okay. And not too bad for sound. I think everybody wants to be, okay, I'm getting out of your way, I'm sorry. Okay. Things I need to write down a little more detailed. But then, yeah, the act of getting this particular vehicle, and it ended up being this particular vehicle. I was able to do almost everything that I did with not very much research at all. usually when I decide to make these things, there really was just a small window of time. And it all kind of worked out. I know I've talked about the story of how Sandy was found and got bought, and it really was kind of a, well, we're not ready, or, oh, well, we weren't planning on selling that way, or, you know, well, anyway, I'm not going to tell the story about Sandy. Sandy was a big blessing. And then, of course, the boat, Reunion, I don't know if it's supposed to be French or if it's just Reunion, the boat, which ended up being the place where I slept. And still kind of waiting to see how sleeping on the boat goes. But to be honest, I was very accustomed to sleeping in the blister, which the wind blew right through it in the wintertime. You know, there was no. There was no everything I did to try to put a good cover on the blister didn't last long at all, like maybe not even a week before it was getting ripped apart, before the wind was blowing right underneath it, the whole situation where it actually blew away. And I had to go out and find it and rebuild it. But of course, it wasn't that big of a deal. All that was done while I still had Well, no, I can't say that. I had Sandy already, so there was a few times when I slept in Sandy, which is not comfortable. Just, you know, I felt like I probably could have taken off all of the seats, and I could have made a situation that I could have twisted myself into to sleep. This isn't a very long car at all. This car was never made to be camped in. Maybe for somebody shorter than I am. Anyway. I think if I could have, if I would have compared to what I would have been paying to try to have a room with other people, you know, if I would have had roommates and actually gotten a place to stay in Socorro, I think right at this point, I probably would have. Maybe it'd take another 6 months or so. I probably would have broken even for all the things I have bought for the circumstance now. And of course, another funny thing is I have all these things. They're just mine. The anchor, the blister, the boat. Not that I need any of them, but you know, I've got them. Five years from now, I can haul my boat on the trailer to back to Tucumcari. If I want to, I can try to sell it at Conscious or Ute Lake. You know. Or even give it away. I don't really know if it matters to me what these things end up being, looking like, when it gets down to it. Although, I can sell it just as readily as anybody else can, you know, for $500. You know, people say, why are you always selling for less than what you bought for? Well, I don't always do that, but it's always there if I really don't want to mess with it. Will ever quite come back. You know, it saw a lot of damage, and I got it back together again. But I don't really know if I don't know if it's really. I don't know if how it's really worth it to take it apart and put it back together again. If I want to do it again, I'll just probably buy another one from the outfit and the guys. But to be really honest, I don't. Given the way our house is in Tucumcari, I'd rather put up kind of a lean-to on the south side of the house, trying to bring some heat, some solar heating into the place. I don't know if it'll really do anything about solar cooling. We could try that, but a project for after the 5 years, when I'll have more time than I have money, and that'll be kind of good. I need to change my time. five set. There it is. You need to set this back one. It's only 18:32. Okay. Sorry, setting my time there. Make sure it works. I'm not going very fast. I don't know why. Just not in the mood. It may not be a bad thing. To be honest, see, this is the funny thing. I don't know if I can trust the gas mileage that the computer in the car tells me about. Because, to be honest, the faster I go, the better gas mileage I tend to get. Speed limit 75 on the interstate, although I can do 80. It's easy to do 80. I've done as high as 95 on this vehicle. And it seems like the faster I go, the better the gas mileage is. So everybody who says, you want to do like 55 to get the best gas mileage, and you're going, I don't know if the computer really, like I said, I'm not sure I trust the computer fully. But if that is to be trusted, it depends on the terrain, to be honest. When I'm coming home, I get better gas mileage because a whole lot of the road is downhill. From Klein's Corners into Tucumcari, it's a lot more downhill than it is uphill. So when I'm going out, of course I don't get as good gas mileage. It takes a little more power to get it going. Anyway, golly, I'm trying to think of all the blessings. I think it's almost taken me the full year to get an appreciation for this job on some level. But I'm getting there. I work for some good people, interesting folks. Max is a pusher, go-getter. I worry sometimes that I just don't work fast and hard enough to please him, and that worries me. To a large extent, I have to overcome a lot of my nervousness around him. He's been wonderful to me. And you got to get used to his manner. It's like everybody else. You have to be used to a lot of people's manner. There's some people I really... I'm really grateful to work for Justin Lyles. Is a wonderful guy to work for. Fantastic. I don't mind moving mountains for that fella. He's a great guy. Max is a bit of a... He's a tricky one. He's a tricky one. But a good guy? Yes. Yes, good guy. Smart? Oh my gosh. very, very, very smart. Smart and quick amazing, amazing fella. If you let it, he'd be intimidating. But he's, I don't know if it's a trust thing. I don't know. I think it took him a while to develop a little confidence that I could do some stuff. But he's given me a lot of opportunities. And boy, you know, you can't but be grateful for the man that does that for you. Just awesome, you know. And for all I know, at the end of the year, he's going to say, you know what? Thank you for what you did, but we really, you know, for how much we were paying you, we really wanted to get more out of you. So we're going to let you go. It's like, oh, I don't want him to say that. I don't know. I think I really disappointed him a lot when I made the probationary period kind of a thing where, you know what, I'm just going to pretty much do what you say for this first year. I'm not going to make any suggestions. You know, I said, and I think I really disappointed him. I think he really wanted a foil, and I'm not, you know, I don't fight for my stuff. I'm not a very confident person on my own. And I worry a bit. And does that come out? Sure, absolutely. And that may end up being the thing. He just says, I just need somebody who's got a little more confidence in his abilities than what you've got. And I go, I'm sorry. I've been pushing myself a bit more and more over time. Confidence? No, I am not Mr. Confidence. I've gotten to the point to where I trust that I'll be able to work through whatever problems I have, but that doesn't equate into confidence. And I know that that probably should on some level, but it just doesn't in me. And like I said, you know, people say, well, that means you're humble. And you go, no. He says, I will tell everybody in the whole world, you know, and they'll all try to turn something into a good, and I'll say, no, I'm not seeing it. He says, I am not. I've got other attributes that are good, I think. Persistence, maybe. Stuff like that. But confidence, self-confidence, I don't have a lot of that. I don't know if it was the way I was raised. I don't know if it's just all the circumstances I got thrown into. If left to myself, I'm okay, and I can make, and I'm not bad at making things happen. I am the first guy to say, this is what I think is happening, but am I going to defend it? And you go, no, I will not. I will never defend my position. He says, I am not a competitor. I am not a, you know, I'm just not that kind of a guy. And, you know, if that means, well, you're just not the kind of leader we want, and you go, okay, he says, that's great. I don't know how happy my employer is with me when it really gets down to it. So... I know it took a year and a half for them with this job opening to do anything with it. I'm not going to say no. He says, I'm going to try to do what you want me to do. That I'm in a support role, anyway, so I continue going on with what I'm doing. It's going to be up to them whether me staying in this job is really what they want, and they've got a couple of weeks to make that decision, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how the whole thing rolls. I know in most state jobs, once you've been doing it for a year, it's harder to get rid of people. I find that interesting because honestly, when it comes down to it, there was somebody that had been there for, seems like for a very long time. And you know, and I don't know under what auspice she was let go of, but she was gone, and that's the way it is with this outfit. And that's just the way it would be. There would be no heads up to say it's happening. It would be, I need your stuff. I need this. I need that. We're going to turn off your access, you're gone. And it's like, okay. And escorted out of the building. You know, and that's to be expected when it's something of a security issue. Bad to happen, but this is this is one of the places where a bad thing would happen. That out, we put it into Matt's computer and it told us what all the planets and stars were that could be seen. Anyway, so it's kind of a trepidatious time right now. For all I know, I sealed my doom months ago and they were just trying to get some more work out of me before, you know, flush me down the commode. I hope not, but, you know, this is, can I be honest? I said, I don't know that I'm really meeting the criteria that they really wanted. Of course, the whole thing is, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with my situation? You know, might try to get a job at Sandia Lab, Kirtland Air Force, or something. Now that, you know, the greatest thing that I got was I got my top secret SCI clearance back, and that's a wonderful thing. Of being able to get a lot of higher paying jobs, but I doubt it's going to be, you know, with a university or something like that. So, but I'm not tell you, I'm not terribly nervous about it. And I don't know if that's because everything will work out okay. There's a plan going on here that the Lord has going. Or if everything's just fine and they'll come back and go, I don't understand why you were so nervous about all this. And you go, well, then I don't want to give you fodder for why you should be. So, great, you know, or they say, well, you're going to do, after you feel like you've been here a year, you're just going to kind of coast? You go, oh, no, there's no coasting in my world. It says there's things to do, stuff's got to be done, we still have to get all this stuff pulled together, you know. So, it's not going to be one of those sorts of issues. You know, I said, no, that is not me. What needs to be done, we get done. And I hope to do it on a schedule that pleases you. It's great. This wonderful packaging that just doesn't come apart, and I got rid of my my little knife that I had been using for about 3 years. So the key's going to have to do. One of these days when I go to the hardware store or something, I'm going to need to buy me another. Another pocket tool. I have to think about that. What kind I want to get this time. We'll see. Oh. Apparently here, next Friday, or the Friday after that, I forget which, we're going to have a bit of a solar eclipse. A lunar eclipse. Find out the crash site, which doesn't have a lot of light pollution. Gives me a lot of being able to look at the stars. Myself looking forward to that every night. Another wonderful thing that keeps me going in this interesting time, camping out, Lisa's been studying on his whole food plant-based diet. Supposed to have all these amazing benefits to it, you know. Basically, clean your whole body up. And over time, I've been doing a heck of a. I'm pretty good. Plant-based diet. I don't cook much. Well, I microwave my potatoes. But I'm doing broccoli. I was doing cauliflower. I heard cauliflower isn't terribly good for the gout. So, this is broccoli and carrots. Carrots have been or between meal snack. I hit bananas because bananas are about the cheapest fruit there is. That goes pretty good. So yeah, I just took a look at it and I noticed. I said, you know what? I think I'm pretty much doing pretty close to the whole food diet. Stick with it. I'm going to be getting off here shortly. Don't even get ahead of this phone. This guy's got the littlest trailer. He's towing behind this truck. A truck that could handle probably a bigger trailer, but little bitty trailer. Looks a little homemade. Okay, we're going to get off the road here. Prices aren't too bad here, comparatively. I tend to get off in Santa Rosa. This guy doesn't hit me, man. He's hitting this way too fast. Allsips, $3.19. So if I have to, I'll circle back to grab Allsips. But by and large, I go down here to my cell station, which is usually the cheapest in town. We'll see what their price is today. Get a little bit of discount from Shell right now. Let's see what they have. Whoa, $3.37. That is not the price that I want to pay. So yeah, we're going to turn around here. And go to Allsips. Because they're looking about 15 cents cheaper than the rest. I don't get a gas discount, but it's still cheaper. And we'll see if I want to get on the interstate again, go into Moriarty, or if I want to take the back roads. I'm pondering right now. Okay. Get my little spot to pull up. Anyway, it's a good time to stop. Let me record some more, but I don't really have anything else to talk about. I think it goes okay. We do. So, there it is. Bye.